The government's first chief performance officer, Jeffrey Zients, faced a confirmation in the hearing in the Senate today, and he says he will try to convert his experience in the private sector into new ways to improve management of the government. And Federal News Radio's Max Kakis was there, and he's in our Capitol Hill Bureau and joins us now live with a preview of his story for tomorrow morning's Federal Drive.
Chris and Amy, officially he's going to be known as the Deputy Director of Management at the Office of Management and Budget. And Zients spent a good deal of his time in the witness table this morning talking about the next generation of PART, the Program Assessment Rating Tool, left over from the Bush administration. Senator Susan Collins, Republican from Maine, wondered why out loud PART isn't working.
What we've found, however, and GAO has determined also, is despite the existence of the PART ratings, that managers across the federal government do not use the assessments when it comes to allocating resources. So all this energy goes into this complex evaluation system, and then, frankly, no one uses it. The individual agencies don't use it in deciding what their budget requests should be for the most part.
Zients says he definitely wants to do better than PART.
I think you hit the nail on the head. The test of a performance management system is it being used to make important resource allocation, budgeting, capital decisions by the stakeholders, by all stakeholders? And I think the way that you achieve that goal or go down the path of achieving that goal is with a collaborative approach, working with the stakeholders at the senior-most level to understand what matters, what are the overall goals, how are they being translated to operating plans, and then what are the best handful of outcomes-based metrics to track across time, to track progress across time, and that you have the flexibility in the system, going back a little bit earlier in the conversation, to look at problems not just by program or issues or opportunities, not just by program, but across agency.
Chairman Joe Lieberman from Connecticut, who heads up the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee in the Senate, took the measure of Jeffrey Zients when he was asked to talk about his philosophy of managing and how that might translate to his new job in the federal government.
As a CEO, I've always focused on three areas: leadership, measurement, and a motivated workforce. I believe leadership starts with putting the right team together and articulating the right goals for the organization. Measurement means translating these goals into operating plans with clear metrics. A motivated workforce requires creating a culture to attract, retain, and develop the best talent. Together, I believe these three areas are the key to strong performance. I've very much enjoyed my early interactions with the staff and with you, and I look forward to working closely with members of this committee, others in Congress, and leaders across government to improve the efficiency and effectiveness of our government.
And tomorrow morning on the Federal Drive, that said, we'll have more from Jeffrey Zients on whether good ideas from the private sector necessarily translate into good ideas in the government space. Chris and Amy.
So, Max, what was the sense in the hearing room there? This is somebody we don't know all that much about. So there had to be, I was looking forward to hearing what he had to say.
Well, that's definitely the case, Chris, because he was questioned rather extensively by Chairman Lieberman and Senator Collins, the ranking member of the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, very interested in the fact that he's got 20 years of experience as an entrepreneur, as a CEO, and a lot of really good interesting ideas about how to manage IT. We'll include a clip from an exchange he had with Senator Collins about all these IT programs that we've had over the years and why they always seem to fall a little bit short of the mark that people expect when the government spends all this money. Also, he's got some interesting ideas about how to grow the federal workforce, because as we have reported time and time again over the last several years, we are facing a retirement tsunami in the federal government, and there's some concern about how you get the people, the next generation of federal workers who are going to do the work of running the government. And so he had some things to say about that as well.